Well, speaking of models, if you're interested in learning more about the weather, and I sure am, this week we're going to start a new feature on WeatherBrains. We're going to call it WeatherBrains 101. And Kevin has arranged with what I understand to be a distinguished professor by the name of Peters to teach him. So, yeah. Kev, where'd you find this guy, and what's the deal with him? Are there going to be pop quizzes or things like that?
Well, you know, we had the listener survey a couple of weeks back. Did you guys hear about that, by the
way?
Yeah,
I think we did. I remember something.
The listener survey, it's at the weatherbrains.com there.
Yeah.
But that listener survey yielded a number of questions about, you know, weather basics and weather terms and what are these things that you guys are talking about when you say these letters or that letter or this computer model or levels in the atmosphere, all those kinds of questions. And so we went out and we did find a distinguished professor.
Is it distinguished or extinguished? I wasn't sure.
Make the note, we shouldn't give him any kind of, shouldn't give any kind of delusions that we're talking college professor here. When we say professor, it's like the professor from Gilligan's Island, that type of thing. That type of thing. And so we have the distinguished Professor Peters. Now, in all seriousness, when we said, hey, this scored really well on the listener survey, does somebody want to do WeatherBrains 101? Our own Brian Peters stepped up, and here's what he came up with.
WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
I know you've heard meteorologists throw out large gobs of letters that are supposed to mean something. You know, GFS, RUC, MRF, ECMWF, NAM, UK Met. The list goes on and on ad nauseum. Probably one of the most common terms we hear is the GFS. GFS stands for the Global Forecast System. This is the flagship American Global Numerical Weather Prediction Model run by NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, parent to the National Weather Service. Numerical weather prediction uses mathematical models of the atmosphere to predict future weather patterns. The GFS incorporates all codes that support the production of the GFS suite of products. It's not really just one thing. It includes a medium-range forecast model, or MRF, and a global data assimilation system, GDAS. We generally use GFS to refer to all these elements. The GFS runs four times per day at 0, 06, 12, and 18Z, all the way out to 384 hours. It runs on an IBM RS6000 SP, a Class 8 computer. The initial forecast resolution is about a 40-kilometer grid point resolution in the horizontal, with 64 vertical levels out to about 7.5 days or 180 hours. At later forecast times, the GFS resolution increases to an 80-kilometer grid spacing, but retains the 64 vertical levels all the way out to day 16, or 384 hours. The GFS produces a forecast for every third hour for the first 180 hours, but after that, they're produced for every 12th hour. So there you have it. That's WeatherBrains 101 for this edition. If you have questions about terms you hear and want more information, send them to question@weatherbrains.com.